This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Morning Edition, and I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside Ruth Lednesser, and Ruth is the program director at the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins on this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Good morning. It's nice to do this with you.
Good morning. This is fun to be here.
Well, I understand, I'm very excited because I'm a big fan of Patti Smith, and she is one of my favorite poets. I just think she's a tremendous writer, and she's going to be coming to the Michigan Theater and doing a reading.
She is. She's coming October 12th. We're partnering with Nicholas Books, and she's going to be here reading from her newest memoir, M Train, which actually talks about a lot about her life in Michigan.
It's not her poetry, but it would be fascinating anyway. I mean, the legends of Patti Smith running around the Ann Arbor area are, they're just that. They're legend.
Yes. And so, she's going to be reading from her newest book, and actually some big news that just came out yesterday is her previous memoir about her life with Robert Mapplethorpe, Just Kids, is being turned into a miniseries for Showtime.
That's interesting.
Which I'm not sure how I feel about because I love the book so much. I'm not sure how they'll translate it, but being that we're in the world of film, it's always interesting to see how people interpret it.
Yeah, well, that's certainly going to be worth a look, isn't
it? Yes.
You know, I was trying to dig up some news about movies and cinema this week, and as it turns out, the only thing people are talking about is who's breaking up.
Exactly. Well, first we had Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, and that's been all over the news. And then Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale broke up. And then this week it came out, Miss Piggy and Kermit announced that after 40 years together, they've decided to separate. So
that is the one I'm going to have the most difficult time getting over.
I think a lot of people are.
I mean, we thought if anything could last forever, it would be Kermit and Miss Piggy.
I still have hope they'll get back together.
If there's money in it, they'll almost certainly do that. Exactly right. But there is some exciting movies that are coming out and opening and downtown. Tell me a little bit about, it sounds like a fascinating, very introspective kind of interdiabolism dynamic in this movie called The End of the Tour.
It is. It's a movie based, it's based on a real life incident that happened where a little known author, not really well celebrated, and reporter for Rolling Stone went and interviewed David Foster Wallace at the end of his tour that he was doing for Infinite Jest, which was the book that everyone claimed, it's an amazing book. It's 1,000-something pages long.
I never read it.
Most people haven't. They have it on their coffee table, but it has been hailed as being an amazing work of introspection, and at the same time, it's fiction. It's an interesting book. He was an interesting guy, and the movie talks about the time that they spent together. They spent several days together while this reporter went with him on the last step of his tour.
And they were recording all their conversations, their interactions, the entire experience.
And he never ended up turning it into an article, but years later took all that and turned it into a book. Now, I'm told that the family of David Foster Wallace and some close to him are not happy about this. But from what I've seen of the movie, it's really interesting. It's got Jason Segel starring as David Foster Wallace and Jesse Eisenberg as the reporter. And it's this really kind of low-key, really look at two guys interacting and this author who looks up to this.
I love dialogue movies.
It is. And it's this author who looks up to this very famous author while this very famous author is uncomfortable with what fame will do to him because he wants to remain authentic. He really hated pretension. So I think
they both experience that in their interactions with one another.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, the next movie that's fascinating to me is a psychological thriller based on a true experiment that took place, which is absolutely frightening. And I don't know how I missed this in all my educational experience, but apparently this is a very famous experiment that went horribly awry.
Yes. And as a psychology major in college, I was well familiar with the Stanford Prison Experiment in which a psychology professor took 24 undergrads, made 12 of them prisoners, 12 of them guards, and was going to test the theory that either what is innate in your personality makes you a good prisoner or a good guard, or just those roles influence what happens. Within just 2 days, the guards became amazingly sadistic. These are like middle-class Stanford kids, amazingly sadistic to the prisoners. And the prisoners, some of them took it as their role of being prisoners, and others staged a rebellion. It became really horrific what happened. And only when one of the graduate student assistants stepped in and said, after about 6 days, you have to end this, did it end?
So there's the question of morality. Was this a moral experiment? But then there's also the question of the results. Does your station or your position in life dictate how you will behave in a given environment?
Yeah, it's a fascinating experiment. I mean, one can question the morals of allowing it to go on as long as it did, but it has resulted in decades of us discussing exactly that.
Did you ever play with Legos as kids?
Absolutely.
So did I, and I never made anything cool. I mean, you know, a building that said straight up. That's about as creative as I could get. But people do wonderful things with it. Now they've made a documentary out of this.
Yeah, and it's really fascinating. It's a G-rated documentary, so feel free to bring the kids. And it is really about the brand in itself and how it started, but it is about how it's really created this whole world beyond just us as kids building little squares. There's kits, there's adults, there's one guy in the film who talks about he spends six figures a year buying Lego pieces. People have built houses, there's conventions. I mean, it is this amazing thing.
They're using it therapeutically, educationally,
absolutely,
as part of school curriculums in places?
Well, and what they found is kids, you learn from play. So a lot of places where I used to work at a library, we used to use those to inspire kids to start getting hands-on learning and then use that as a conduit to other learning.
Well, I want to see it because I want to know how I got so stunted that I could create nothing worthwhile.
You know why? Because we were too young. After us came the kits where they actually gave you like directions of how to build airplanes.
I got you. Well, I'm clearly just not a creative human being. That's it. In the summer, classic series continues with Marx Brothers' famous film.
Absolutely. Duck Soup will be playing this Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7. And actually, our Tuesday night, the 18th show, Michigan Theater members, if you come earlier at 6, there's a free reception and before the screening.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And yeah, that's a classic film. It was done during the Depression, and it really skewers fascism and dictators and in a very amusing and funny way. It wasn't a big hit when it came out because of that, but it has become a classic.
And, of course, there's if you have an extra 15 hours this weekend, you could see Titanic, right?
Yeah, our midnight Saturday movie, we're actually
starting.
No, we're starting at 11
okay,
because of that. It's
say,
a long
be
movie.
Be up until the dawn.
How many times can you watch Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet run back down into a sinking ship?
Exactly right. Opening at the multiplex, a couple of movies that I think are probably going to do well, both of which already have built-in fan bases.
Yes.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a famous TV show.
Oh, yeah. And this is Guy Ritchie's telling of it. So it's great eye candy. It's beautiful sets and costumes. It's rapid, you know, rapid action. I think it looks fun.
It's going to be much different from the television
show
is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
At the same time, it's going to have those same characters and that sensibility.
Oh, yeah. We've still got Napoleon Solo and Elian. I cannot pronounce his last name to this day, but I lived on this show. Yeah, it is the American spy and the Russian spy coming together to fight crime.
Were you a fan of rap when you were, or are you a fan of rap?
You know, it's funny, as I've gotten older, I have been, but I can remember when NWA came out and the controversy around them in terms of their lyrics and what they said about women and the police. So I'm fascinated to see Straight Outta Compton.
I was never a big rap fan, but again, when NWA started, in listening to that and exposing myself to that, I was getting a different perspective on life, a life that I had no idea about. And I did find it educational. I did find it fascinating. Same with Public Enemy later. But Straight Outta Compton is the movie of NWA, how it started, where they came from, and where they go.
And from what I've seen and what I've read, it's pretty true to life, and down to the point that actually Ice Cube's son plays him in the movie.
Right.
Obviously,
Ice Cube, I think, is one of the executive producers.
Exactly.
Right.
So they had a big hand in how their story is being told. And I think actually in light of everything that's happening right now throughout the country, it's really interesting to go back two decades and see what was happening in Compton and L.A., then and how little in some ways things have changed.
And it might be the last opportunity for us to ever see the Jerry Curl.
Absolutely.
Ruth, thank you so much for your time and stopping by.
I
really appreciate it. We'll look forward to the next time we get to
do
it. You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.